BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Chris, it's good to be back. I've forgotten what you look like.
Really?
Yeah, almost.
Well, have I improved?
Same. Welcome to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Wednesday. It's Wednesday already. God, get back to work, Scott Mills.
Do you know what I would say, though? It's good to have you back because finally this podcast is back. Because the last two podcasts, think about it, have been the last two Fridays where I do the Friday extra one.
I know.
And that's all you've been left with. So finally we're back, the daily one. Your routine is back home. Daddy's home.
Shout out to Ali who says, yes, thank goodness the podcast is back. Laura says, are you doing a podcast tonight? Yes, we are. We've got David, who's like, where's the podcast? And Rachel the same. It's back. Here we are. On it, Bumbleo Wednesday. Claude from The Apprentice hates us quite a bit. I get the world's cheapest haircut. And also, I'm considering a new plan with Chris in the new year. Let's get vegan. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hope you're good. You okay, babes?
Yeah, I'm good. Look, yesterday you were off and we weren't expecting you to be. So we adapted the Who vent in your honour.
Oh, here we go.
In fact, I find this amazing that we're 12 days in on what is essentially your idea and you've not opened one day on the Who vent yet.
I know, I've missed it. So the Who vent calendar is basically like the Who game. And there are, there's a door each day up to Christmas, just like your advent chocolate calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Something retro, something from the past, a little bit ho.
Yeah, okay. So let me hear yesterday's then. Go on.
Ho, ho, ho! The Who Vent Calendar! Right, will it be heaven behind number 11?
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Bit harsh,
I guess. Okay, another Who vent today. We'll open another door on the list of Who's just after two.
I am pleased you're back, though. I have missed you. Real talk, I do miss you when you're gone. You've been gone a while now.
I have. I've longer than expected. I've missed you all. I've missed you, Chris. I've missed you, my beloved team. But do you know what? Most of all, listener, I've missed you.
Yeah,
I really
it
have.
Means that sincerely.
I do.
Matthew Nichols from Swansea's been on saying he's pleased you're back because Chris has been boring without you.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I was going to say, you presented with everyone now, haven't you, pretty much?
I've been quite loose, yeah. I've got to go with everyone.
Thanks for holding the fort, ho. There's nobody left. Who are you on with? Adele? Jordan? Matt?
Mr. Jam? No,
you
not
on
really.
Mr. Jam.
Oh, look at your face. That would have been great.
Out of all of them, who was best?
I think Adele.
Okay, and who was ropiest? Like, clearly didn't prepare for the show. Lazy, if you will.
Oh. Well, it was kind of thrust on people a bit last minute, but I'll say Jordan.
Okay. Thanks for being so honest.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
How much are you paying for a haircut these days?
I'm paying, nowadays, about £20.
Oh. Used to be Mr. Toppers, didn't it? £5 all in.
It was £9 with Andy, the barber.
Oh, yeah, the one that you left.
Yeah.
And girls pay so much for...
it baffles me.
Like, so much for haircuts. Look at me.
Yeah.
How much? This haircut,
well,
how much?
You would have spent 60 quid. 70 quid.
50 pence, mate.
50 pence?
50p. Cheapest haircut and one of the best I've ever
had. Who are you plugging?
No, I took a chance in Thailand with a lady called Wan.
Incredible.
We couldn't communicate because of my non-existent Thai and her not very good English, but I kept holding up how much hair I wanted her to cut off. And look, it worked out for me.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday we did that game that we sometimes play, Scott. You know, where we call a florist and we see what they'll print on the card with the flowers.
We haven't done that for ages.
Yeah, but we did it with Christmas stuff. It was me and Jordan yesterday. And so we thought we'd see what we could get put on a candle or several candles.
Surely candles are quite small to get a message on.
Yeah, so I wanted a message that would be four candles deep. And this was the message.
Merry Christmas, Jenny. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. I found someone else. Our flame has gone out. You're dumped. Sorry.
I mean, at the end of the day for them, it doesn't matter. It's cash. Do you know what I mean?
Like, totally.
They're earning money. They'll put what you want on the candle by the looks
of it. Well, you say that. She was lovely, but she insisted that she had to do it in Welsh because it was a Welsh candle store.
Nadolig Llawen, Jenny. My flam y ganwyll wedi diffodd. Then he'd gorffen. Sorry.
Oh, I like this in Welsh as well, though.
Sort of obsessed with these personalised Christmas things that you can get.
Right. Most emails I get now from, like, companies, like, personalise this, personalise that for Christmas.
It's really on.
It's really on, like, blankets, candles, everything. Becky, you print T-shirts. You must have seen it all.
Yeah, pretty much, like, from the cringy to the downright dirty.
And you just have to be like, okay, yep, I'll write that on the message, yep.
We have the standard dag do, hen do, things like that, but we were talking before about our weirdest one, and we think it was the lady that came in and said that her mother-in-law was getting a leg amputated and she wanted a T-shirt on Frighton Hospital that says, I may only have one leg, but I can still kick your butt.
Oh. I think that's great. Yeah. Normally, it's stag and hen do's, right? And it's simple nicknames on the back of the shirts. We all know that. Then you've got slight variations where, and we've seen this, Scott, quite a lot, it's Little Miss so-and-so, so-and-so.
Little Miss Naughty.
Little Miss so-and-so. And then you've got an aunt in, like, Little Miss Naughty or Little Miss Drink-a-Lot.
Yeah.
That
sort of
thing. Like, it's horrible.
You get a lot of body part comparisons, like Busty Barbara.
Busty Babs.
Yep. And then you have, like, their favourite toys and stuff like that, so they'll have that before the name. And then just, like, favourite toys.
Yeah, Rebecca Rabbit, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, things like that, so I've had all them. But then it's the ones where they come in and it's just, like, they have a list. And some are funny, like, we've had the Grinding Granny. Grinding Granny was one of my favourites. All you can do is picture what's going to happen on the hen do. And then you have the cringy ones where it's like Desperate Donna.
Oh, no.
It's like, yeah, and you feel really sorry for Donna. But stag do's, they just don't care. Like, they'll come in and go, oh, what should we put on Harry's T-shirt? And they'll turn around and be like, well, just put Fat Harry. He's fat.
Yeah.
You've also got the ones where it's like professions do it in, like, young farmers do it in wellies.
You're bang on. Every subject has their own shirt. So it'll be geographers do it in the field.
Yeah.
Archaeologists leave you in ruins. That sort of thing.
I like that one.
Okay, but you're noticing this over Christmas time then, that there's people wanting personalised Christmas shirts.
Yes.
Quite a lot, and it's businesses generally.
Some people have, like, very corporate companies. They'll, like, be like, oh, can we get on a T-shirt, can we have the logo and then Office Employee of the Year with the year on? And I'm like, they want them to wear that all year, and I'm like, that's a bit much.
When are you ever going to, apart from that night, when are you ever going to wear that?
I don't think someone's going to want to, like, in November 2019 be like, yeah, I was Employee of the Year last year.
Can you imagine if Radio 1 did this, Scott?
Wow, I was going to say.
All of the egos here, it would be incredible.
Like, I've got some awards at home, which is lovely in that, but I'm not going to wear a T-shirt with Britain's Funniest DJ 2007 on it, am I?
Just right, do you want us to do a T-shirt and just a list of all the awards that you've had on?
Do you know what? Fair enough for you,
I'd
though,
rather
Scott.
Not.
You've won quite... No, to be fair, you've won quite a few awards. I was thinking this the other day, right? I've won nothing since quite a young age.
No, hang on.
It's actually quite disappointing, that.
You forget. And also, where is this trophy? We won Robot Wars.
Okay, the Robot Wars trophy. But
where
you were involved in that.
But where is
what
it?
What I'm saying is, I would love to at some point...
Where is it?
Is that my mate Burnett's house?
Right, okay, so we've had this before.
This is so weird.
I've forgotten
this,
about
right?
it, right? But I, like, we're supposed to share this award. I've not seen it for well over a year.
Mate, have a look at my phone, right? From today, 11:30 a.m, I put Burnett. Hello, mate, how are you? Back over Christmas. It's a precursor. I haven't texted him for a year to say, can I have my Robot Wars trophy back?
Right, well, can I have it back?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep that one. My point being, Scott, you've won loads of awards, and I would be well up for winning any type of award for anyone's business. Like, if anyone could sneak me onto their awards list or anything like that, I would love to win something in my own right. It would be amazing to be able to put something on the Wikipedia that I've won.
Mm. If anyone's listening who's got, like, awards coming up, and it's that time of year, like, it's like company awards, if you would be prepared to add Chris onto the list, maybe an award, even a certificate he'd be happy with, 81199, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so you're saying you've never won anything or got any kind of accolade?
I won things when I was younger, but we all do, don't we? Be real about it.
All right, there's something you're not telling me, so I'll let you...
Hang on.
I'll let you volunteer the information. Or I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm trying to see who's texted in to see what's gone on here.
Why haven't you told me about this?
What?
What, Emma in Croxley? Well,
I can't see
Emma
what
in Croxley
is.
Near Watford. What do you think it is?
Okay, is this the thing in the shopping centre?
Mm-hmm. Why has this never been mentioned
to me? That's not an award. That was something that appeared one day.
Yeah, but why have you said it?
Really, because I knew what would happen. It's like a red rag to a bull.
Right. So apparently there's a... Apparently, right?
Don't.
There's a Watford Wall of Fame.
You'll start a war with this because...
Outside the New Debenhams.
There's a star.
Right. It's a star, yeah.
With my name on
the
Hollywood
Watford
N2 shopping centre.
Who else is on?
On one of the doors. Sir Elton.
Why didn't I know this?
I think I'm next to Jerry Halliwell. There's Anthony Joshua. And
why has this never been on radio?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you take the mick out of it. So
is it like the Hollywood one? Are they on the floor?
No, they're not on the floor. They're on the door. Have you got a star on the door?
No, door. Have you? Door of what?
Have you?
The door of what?
Of a door. It doesn't matter what. It's a privilege and an honour, Scott. Smoking on
a, I got a chalice. Funny that's never been mentioned.
Scott Mills.
Chris has never won anything apart from a star on the Watford Wall of Fame, which we just found out.
It's Laura, not a wall of fame, it's just a door.
Right, Laura?
Yes?
What are you prepared to give Chris? Because there's a lot of award ceremonies and like Christmas parties going on for various companies at the moment. What do you do?
I'm a dog groomer.
Okay, do you have your own awards?
I can make one for him.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're making up your own award ceremony now just for Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, look, you can hear the doggies.
Sounds like a human, though. Is that a dog?
Yeah, there is a dog here.
When was the last time you heard a human make that noise?
It sounded like a human doing a dog noise rather than an actual dog noise.
I don't know what humans you spend time around, but no.
Okay, no. So what are we going to give Chris? Is it a certificate or an actual award?
I can make him a certificate, and I guess I could make an award out of some fur.
Yeah, this isn't what we quite hoped.
It's not really a legit award. I was hoping for businesses that do awards to sneak me on the list. What are you going for then?
I can make you a list. You can be on the list. So you can be my very own chief employee of 2018 as the chief anal gland expressor.
Okay, we could do that. What about okay? What about best in show?
No, sorry, no.
Because that would look good on the Wikipedia.
Do you just work on your
That's
own?
Harsh.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Right, okay, so you just made up your own award ceremony there, excellent. Also, we've got someone who is running a company in Southampton, a young, fresh, exciting company. They'll also give you Employee of the Year if you want. Christmas party / awards presentation evening for a motor club. Catherine can get you on the list, and she has a trophy for you to collect as well. Come on! Radio 1. That's embarrassing, isn't it? Just looking at my search history from yesterday, tropical diseases is the first thing that comes up. I thought that I had one.
I was naturally concerned when you said you were ill yesterday, straight off the back of your 2-week holiday.
I thought I was like Cheryl and malaria. You remember back in the day on X Factor?
Well, exactly. Right. But I'm not convinced. I mean, don't these things take sort of 48 hours to go away anyway?
I don't know, but I was fully convinced Sunday night I had dengue fever.
Really?
Yeah.
And the problem is when you Google these things, obviously, it looks really, really bad.
Gets worse.
So what did you narrow it down to? What do you reckon?
Well, it's either dengue or malaria. But I think now, feeling better, neither of the two. But never Google the symptoms is my thing.
Right.
But I always do. I tell everyone else...
Did you have the symptoms?
Well, everyone's got some of the symptoms, haven't they? It's like, dry mouth. Well, that could just be because I've not drank water for a while.
Yeah, because what I'm worried about here is if you do have dengue, that's a problem.
Can you catch it?
I don't know, I assume so.
Well, see, now everyone's going to start Googling it, and that's really bad because
The symptoms include fatigue.
Right, there we are. I was a bit tired. Are we ready for another WhoVent calendar?
Yeah, well, your first one, midway through December. Here we go.
I say another, I've not been here for any of them, but it's time to open door 12 of something you may not have experienced or heard of for some time.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Let us delve behind door number 12.
Snape, Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
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 Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Severus.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
What's going on?
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. That's me.
Snape.
Harry.
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 Dumbledore.
Voldemort, Voldemort, ooh, Voldy, 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 Voldemort.
The hell was that?
Potter puppet pals!
Hey!
That was a good one.
It was really good. Look, Lucy and York just spat out my pasta laughing. That hoo got me good.
That was a serious who. Loved it. From Harry near Market Raisin in Lincolnshire. Someone that's had dengue fever says, you wouldn't be on the radio today if you had it. Okay, cool. And you can only catch it from a mosquito. Yeah, but I was in a mosquito place 2 weeks ago. A mosquito place?
Yeah, Thailand, yeah. Wasn't it?
You know, that famous mosquito place, yeah. Thailand. Yes, amazing. Now can you get the Powerpuff Girls next on the Who Vent calendar? Yes, remember them? They're awesome.
Scott Mills.
I'm finding this so rude.
It's not rude, and you shouldn't be insulted by it. You've popped out. What I've done is I've sprayed everywhere and right. Sort of wiped it all down. Because what I didn't want to do, whilst you were gone there, I didn't want to be pressing the buttons and playing songs in case I caught the dengue.
What you don't know, listener, is sometimes I will nip out just for a short break because, I mean, it's a long time, 3 hours, so I will sometimes nip out for a quick break.
You have a moment.
And Chris will play some of the tracks, which
yeah,
means...
Yeah, that was me.
He has to... Yeah, it was all him, that. If you enjoyed it, write in. And... it's basically him pressing the buttons. But because I've been ill and they still think I'm infected, no one said it, but I can tell that's what they think, that now some surface disinfectant wipes have appeared and everyone's wiping everything down.
Yeah, and it's weird.
This, but
it's...
Don't leave it there in front of me. Like, if you're going to wipe while I'm out and then get rid of it.
It's
chuck
not
it in the
something
bin.
To be insulted by. You're ill. We all know that you've come back today because the Christmas party is tonight. Really, you should have taken a day off just to clear it.
This is BBC Radio 1.
No, Scott Mills.
Do you know the thing is with this? No one's going to talk to you tonight as well. No one wants to be near you.
Well, I won't go then.
You wait, we have our school photo tonight. No one's going to want to stand next to you. You're going to be that one on the side. It'll be all of us and then just you stood on the side.
I'm wiping myself now. There you are, just to make sure.
I would. I'd probably wipe yourself down.
Hello, Georgina.
Hey.
Don't come near me. I'm infected.
Oh no, that sounds awful. And fair play to Chris with the wipes.
Yeah.
All I can say.
Well, I just hope you don't pick it up down the phone line here. Mm. You should be all right.
I am feeling a bit hoarse, not like a nay hoarse, but just like. Yeah.
Where are you two, my love? Is it Bristol? Is it?
I am in Bristol.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Can
whereabouts
you tell
in Bristol?
By the accent?
Yeah, where in Bristol?
Noel in Bristol.
Yes,
Noel. Little community. Yes, no.
Where's that near then? Where's the water side?
The water side's in the centre.
Yeah.
So is this far away, Scott?
You near fish ponds?
No. Oh God, no.
It's not a bad thing.
We're sort of nearish the countryside, towards more sort of Bristol Airport end.
Okay,
but not quite that far.
Near Eastern Ingordano?
No.
No, see, I know all the names of the places because I used to work on radio there, but I don't know geographically where any of them are.
So, Brislington.
Oh, Brizzy!
Near to Brislington, yes.
Got you.
We got you.
Okay, Georgina, what do you do?
I am a quotation marks chef.
Oh, you're a chef.
Yeah, but with heavily emphasis on the quotation marks above the chef.
Well, why would you say that on the radio?
Is that because you microwave everything?
No. I don't actually do a lot of cooking. It's more preparing.
Right, okay. Well, you're really doing yourself down here.
I am the queen of preparing, I'll have to know.
That's like me going, I'm a quotation marks presenter. Well, kind of.
Fair.
Right, so here's what I've got for you. My first offering for some time on Bangers. I hope you like it and I hope you choose it, Georgina. Also, have you heard Brandon's version of The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman?
Oh, I bet it's better.
It's epic. I mean, he is made for that. Okay, so this is Panic at the Disco and Ballad of Mona Lisa. That's what I'm offering up to you today, Georgina.
That is a good choice.
It is a good choice. Or I can offer you up My Banger, My Love. That was my Bristolian accent.
My lover.
There. My lover. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Surely this is unbeatable today. This is PPK Resurrection.
This is ultimate Lincolnshire sausage right here.
Yeah, it's a massive sausage, this one.
Oh.
Bangers out.
Banger, get your bangers. That sounds a bit wrong.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, come on, I've just come back and I've been really ill with a tropical disease.
You can tell.
Your sympathy, like, you will get no sympathy from me, I'm afraid. And I'm going to have to go with who I usually choose, and that is Chris.
Come on.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Some of the Russian interference there.
Don't remember that.
That was PPK and Resurrection on BBC Radio 1.
Massive.
No collusion.
What is this bit? There is no collusion, we should point out.
Absolutely none. It was just a track on bangers. That's all it is, okay?
There was no collusion.
No, no, absolutely none. So that was today's choice. Where'd you pull that one from, eh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
A lot of things have changed around here in the time you've been gone.
It appears so.
Scott Mills.
So you've not been doing Bumbleo the past couple of weeks. Now you've been that off?
No, we left. Well, I like to think that we saved it for you.
Thank you, my darling.
It's our thing. You and the listeners.
It is our thing. And when you go off and do it with other people,
I know
sometimes
like
I'm
it.
Like, well, actually, that's our thing. Can you not do it with
them? Listen, I know you've stepped in previously on issues surrounding this sort of thing.
Yeah, not to you. I just tell the right people.
Yeah, tell the agent. The agent tells me. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Let's go back to the time when Pete Tong gave out Radio 1's very first website address.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:/html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
That must have been so easy to type in.
If you're out there on the internet...
Newsbeat.
Jesse, yes? Got anything for me? Okay. And let's go over to the tribute to the great man Michael Jackson.
The remix or the original?
Remix! £1 Fishman.
Michael Jackson.
Oh no, this is the original.
We still love you.
Oh, I love the original anyway.
We will love you, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. We all love you, we all miss you, Michael Jackson.
It feels like it's lacking something for me now.
What, because the other one's so
the
produced?
The other one is like properly bagging.
Do you remember this song from a conference back in the day which they recorded, the Let's Get Social song?
Yes.
And that brings me to... a very special treat. Mary McCoy is going to come up right now and she is going to sing a song that I wrote and then she and Dave Curtis, one of the band members, helped to write. But before she comes up, I need to teach all of you something. You're going to, during this song, say one word. And the word is social. Can you handle it?
This is when people are really getting into social media.
Say social, you're going to go... All right, and Mary's going to actually sing Let's Get Social. I'll point to you, and you'll say social.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. We can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their news feed. Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
Yes?
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
And one more.
It doesn't put you off from going to school. Well, the demolishers, we had to go. Well, anyway, we hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frost, but... And these new shocks that I got as well. You see, I had to turn the hill, just up to my... What do we say? I had to turn the hill up to my foot there, just so the sock would go longer. The mother got me these old trainer shock things there. Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting the ankles frostbutted off you.
Bamboleo, bamboleo. Oh, bells on, of course. Where are ya? Bamboleo, bamboleo. James in Leicester loved the Let's Get Social song. He'd forgotten about that completely. Social.
Bumbling his Christmas ball cocks off. It's Rob the Plumber in Hull. I think we shout out Rob the Plumber a lot, and it sounds, I don't know if that's like one of them jokey names, as in going Rob the Plumber.
He's on every week. Zach and Will in the tractor, pumping slurry in Wiltshire. Good to have you back, lads. Nick in Skipton. Newsbeat. Newsbeat to you too. Alex in Farmington, he's always here.
A few people were disappointed it wasn't the remix of Michael Jackson there. Someone's called it a disgrace.
Henry is swinging his tinsel in Tadley. Alan in Pembroke. Oi, oi, yous. Great comeback, Mills. Apart from I would have liked the remix of Michael Jackson. Okay.
Another one.
Yep.
Gemma, walking dog in South London. Sean. Very happy for Bumbleo to be back.
Sean delivering wine in Oxford. Liam and Louis bricklaying in Wilton. Ash and Elliot in the car.
Pickles in Leicester. I love that we've added bells to this because Christmas. Everything gets added bells.
Matt and Ryan in Kent. Merry Christmas to you too. And Nick, the driving instructor, hi.
Oh, clappy bit.
Matt fixing doors in Plymouth. Siobhan in sunny Croydon, literally lolling in the office at Let's Get Social. Jack and Ash at work. Stuart in Colchester says, all right, Chris, who is your new co-host?
Scott in the Mondeo, loving the Bumbleo gap.
Amanda and Olivia, Bumbleo in the car park. Dom the plumber. And Ginger George in Devon.
See you later.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. I've been trying to get this idea away for a while. Creating a scent, a signature fragrance for this show. Yes, you listen to us every day, but imagine if you could smell of this show. That's surely the dream, right? So I got the ball rolling a few weeks ago. I've already done some market research with various members of the public. What's your preferred smell from the below? Newly creosoted fence. Leisure centre swimming pool. Brand new tennis balls. The inside of a DVD case. Rubber glove at the dentist. Newly done spray tan. Old books, Spanish supermarkets.
I'm torn between tennis balls and spray tan.
Brand new tennis balls for me, Scott.
Brand
that's a
new
great
tennis
shout.
Balls.
I love weird smells. That's an amazing shout.
So that's what the general public wanted. Then Helen from a place called the Perfume Studio got involved. They make bespoke fragrances.
But I think the type of smell for a Radio 1 DJ, maybe something sort of slightly leathery, slightly mossy, little sheeper note to it.
You call me leathery?
In a very good way.
And then we met the one guy from France who can make this a reality. He can make a Scott Mills show fragrance happen because that's his job. He's a professional sniffer. And I'm here with... Who are you?
Francois the Nose. That's right.
It's Francois the Nose there. We got him involved. And then we thought, well, OK, let's move this on and let's have a chat with Claude Littner off The Apprentice. Now, we've recorded this before we went away and I'm fairly sure that he hates us.
Yeah, brace, 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 everyone.
Good luck as you listen to this confrontational chat between us and Claude.
Good afternoon.
Now, do you think you can help us business-wise?
Well, obviously, I'd need a substantial fee for giving you advice, but as you're so friendly, perhaps I could waive it this time.
Okay.
Yeah, no. You absolutely terrify me, by the way, yeah. Claude.
But we are not.
Nice. I am terrifying, it's fair to say.
We yes. had a little exchange on Twitter a while ago where I wrongly invited you to the show, and you were just basically were not that keen on what I wanted to discuss. Can't quite remember what it was, but you were totally within your rights to say no.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm keen to talk about the perfume either, but, let's go with it.
It's going to be great.
All right, so we found a supplier, Claude, and we found a man called Francois the Nose. His job is he works for a fragrance place, and he sniffs out all the best scents, the ones that he thinks will sell the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay. We've also done some telemarketing with a survey. Can I play you that?
Well, make it brief.
Oh, that's very strong.
Ooh, that's the one I could smell from across the desk.
Okay, so this, out of all three that you've given me, this is the only one that smells like a fragrance.
That's the best of all.
And that's like proper perfume, like you'd spray on yourself in the airport.
It's kind of a bit like an orange. It's also a bit like toothpaste.
My sinuses are clearing.
That's a lad smell all over. That's a lad that really wants to pull on a night out and a bit of desperation.
Spray it all over your flat if... Just had like a fox attack in the bins. Just spray it everywhere.
I'd definitely wear this.
How much would you pay for it?
Like, if it was in its purity, I think I'd go up to 120. I like my scents.
Well, it's fair to say that it wasn't overwhelmingly generous in terms of comments. I think that if you really are going to launch this, you'd want to do somewhat more market research and get your target audience in line and really decide on really whether the fragrance was worth investing your money in, because if people think that it's going to sort of do something to sort of put off foxes and things like that, that's not a great recommendation for a perfume.
Well, now that you're going into business with us potentially, what let's start with you. What do you smell like?
Well, I smell very fragrant, but I mean, you'll have to take my word for it, because we're not going to get that close.
No. Okay.
Oh.
But I imagine that you smell rich, Claude.
It's for others to say.
Okay.
I want to run a few names past you, Claude, for the perfume.
Yeah.
So let me start you with this one. We were going to start with pulling, and this was because obviously it would be great if people were using this scent and obviously going out and getting some.
Dear, oh dear, you are struggling, aren't you?
Okay, right.
Mm. How about
are these all your ideas, Chris, or does Scott have an input? Is he basically the junior partner? How does this work?
No, he's absolutely not, Claude. He's just scared to talk.
I am actually. I would like to call it L'eau de LOL.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Because it sounds French, but it also maintains an element of fun, which this show also has. LOL.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it all, but I'm afraid I won't be investing.
So that first bit went well, didn't it? Hear what happened in part two in a second when it got even frostier.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Gavin. He says, I'm not sure I can hear this anymore. It's too awkward, I know.
It gets worse.
It does get worse because Claude thought he was coming on to talk about The Apprentice and plug that show. And we just keep going on about this perfume that we want to make. And he's like, let's be honest, he's not interested at all.
No.
But we plow on.
We, as part of this as well, we were getting Francois the Nose and other people to sniff different things to try work out what smells would appeal. One of the scents we nearly went for was fresh balls, fresh tennis balls. And at first we thought, well, wouldn't it be great to get Lord Sugar involved? Because obviously, you know, rich. And we thought that he could come in, obviously sniff the balls, and then he'd be sold on the idea. But he rejected it. Mm. But we're really lucky that we've got you today.
We are, but I'm feeling that there's zero love for this. I can hear you sighing really quite loudly, Claude.
Yeah. Well, the point is that both Alan Sugar and I are very keen tennis players, so... You know, the thought of tennis balls is quite appealing.
Right.
Well, we could call it Claude's Balls.
Yeah.
And it could just be a lovely, fresh... Yeah,
that's very generous of you. Very, very generous. That's really decent of you to even consider that.
But do you like the smell of fresh tennis balls? It is a good smell.
I do.
You know, when
I
you
do,
pop
especially
it open.
When you open that, absolutely.
Oh, so good.
But it's not something you'd want to kind of...
you wouldn't wear that.
Spray on yourself.
Wouldn't want to wear it, really. No, but for tennis, it's great.
Okay.
Any other parting words of advice on our journey to release a perfume?
I think you've got a long way to go. I think really you're probably best suited to just being radio presenters.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll take that as
stick
a compliment.
Stick with what you're kind of, I wouldn't say good at, but know.
Whilst we've got you, and it's wicked to have you on the show, I'd love to see you in the jungle. Have you ever been asked?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
But I can imagine that you would have been asked a number of times, Claude.
I was asked once and I refused once, and I haven't been asked again, fortunately.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't cross you.
Not my thing.
No.
It would be an unfair advantage on the others.
Why?
It just would be unfair. Well, because obviously I'm I'm very adept at jungle warfare. And it just would mean that I'd be a terrific advantage to the others.
Yeah, it really
you,
does.
Are you buzzing for Christmas?
I'm buzzing all the time, to be honest. So Christmas is just one extra buzz. But for me, life is one long buzz.
Okay. All right. Well, Claude, thank you so much, because I know you're so busy and you've spent seven minutes on the phone to us, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'm a bit disconcerted that you haven't asked me anything about The Apprentice, which, of course, is the real love of my life.
I love The Apprentice. Everyone loves The Apprentice. Ovs, everyone's
watching
it. It's
doing great this year.
And it's massive this year. And do you know what? For once, Claude, you seem to be liking some of the candidates on there. Struck up a bit of a bromance, I saw.
Well, you may interpret it that way, but I was just showing appreciation for somebody in that particular instance who was doing a great piece of work. So I don't think that you can take it any further than that.
I enjoy it when people on Twitter call you out and go, I thought you cracked a smile there, Claude, and you reply going, no, I didn't.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of deluded people in the world who think that I smile. But let me assure you, as I assure other people, that no such thing ever occurs.
Never.
I've just said never, so why are you just repeating what I've said?
Oh, God, I'm scared. All right, I think we'll leave it there, Claude, but thank you so much for being on the show.
Why don't you
Scott. All
very
the best,
quickly,
Chris.
Scott, do your impression of Claude.
I don't do an impression
of
Claude.
Impression
no, don't
of Claude.
Do impression of Claude. Don't do that to me.
Do the impression
Claude,
that
I've got
you
to go. Bye, bye, bye. Why did you do that to me at the time?
Because it was all so awkward, I thought it'd be funny.
I don't have an impression of him. I already said never, so why would I say it again? Oh, that was terrible. Hello to Andrew on Twitter going, make it stop, make it stop, make it stop. I know.
Scott Mills.
Samantha and Lester, I noticed your office Christmas party. Don't be that person. I'm going to try not to be tonight because it's ours. I mean, and I really have been before, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, we all have, mate. Yeah, it's all good.
I think 4 years on the bounce at one point.
Yeah.
But I've changed. Laura Damon, not related to Matt Damon, is being all hangry with her boyfriend Luke at the moment. She says sorry. Luke loves her even when she's hungry and tired and angry.
That's love.
I know. And also we've got Josh and Sam plastering away in Fiona's house. That's not one, they're just doing plastering in London. Now, Alistair, you've got an invitation for Chris, haven't you?
I do, yeah.
Go on.
Well, my boss got out and brought a pool table and he thinks it would be a good idea to put a trophy and £100 on the line.
Oh, we were saying about this earlier. Chris has never won anything ever in his adult life, so therefore would like to have some kind of trophy or award. So what are you offering up?
A trophy and £100 on the line.
I love the money idea.
And what does he have to do for that?
Win a pool tournament.
When?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Are you good at pool? I bet you are.
It's a lucky sport a lot of the time. It's a bit like Mario Kart.
My dad used to have a pool table and I was actually excellent at it at the age of 12.
You won't be... Really?
No, yeah, I was. Apart from when
We've never played pool, me and you.
No, I mean, I was 12. The queue went through the... What's it called? The bays once. And he had to get a new one. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love us to do a pool competition one day, though, Scott.
Yeah, you'll win. Where is the pool tournament tomorrow?
It's in Essex, in Harlow.
All right, we'll consider it.
Yeah. But I can see Chris being quite good at it. He might spend a lot of time watching football in a pub, so...
Yeah, true. All right, well, if he's free tomorrow in Harlow, we'll let you know. All right?
Fine.
That's never going to happen. It's total DJ promise, that was.
Never.
You were like, oh, yeah, I'll see if I can. You won't. You won't.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take tomorrow's show off and I'll go play pool.
Scott Mills.
I've not mentioned this to you yet, but you know how I'm not one to really start trends, but follow them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying me and you, New Year... Go vegan.
Why?
All my friends are loving it.
Why?
A couple of vegans now, I know, and they are loving it. And I got one step closer yesterday. I'm still eating the meat, but I did order a vegan candle. So if we both go vegan, we can eat it.
So is this a serious request that you're saying? We go vegan?
I don't like and I don't mean to offend the vegans that are listening, but why a vegan candle? Because you're not eating that. Or am I missing the point completely? I'm sorry, I sound so ignorant, but I have ordered one, and for me, that's the first step.
But if you can get a vegan candle, can you get a vegan anything?
Probably.
You can.
Grimmy, you'll know this.
You can get, like, vegan handbags and vegan shoes.
All right, okay. So so anything you see around you, you can get in a vegan form.
You could get a vegan crystal.
Vegan yeah. lamp.
Yeah, vegan I want a vegan, handbag.
Camera. Vegan Travis out there. Vegan anyone.
Right. Hey, listen, Christmas Day, festive news on Radio 1. All the stars are taking over and doing an hour each. Little Mix are doing one. BTS, the 1975.
Vegans.
Charlie XCX, some vegan. Of them are vegans. And this guy, Harvey. I don't vegan. Think about you, vegan.
Scott Mills.
Did you love that? Did it make you lol? If it did, subscribe, rate, and also give us a little review if you could. Be nice. And more importantly,
tell your friends
about the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We need more people. Tell everyone.